on this edition of WBOI's Field Notes. Victoria Jacobson from the Journal Gazette starts us off by closing the book on the spring high school sports season while previewing what's coming up in the next few months. Then I'll have final thoughts on the Pacers' magical season, a look at the state of the Indiana Fever, and more. That's all next on Field Notes. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Zach Bernard. Victoria Jacobson from the Journal Gazette is with us as well. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
The big one for you last week was golf state finals. We actually recorded early so you could be down there. How did things shake out?
Westfield, which had been the state runner-up 3 years in a row, finally breaks through last Wednesday to win a state title. The Shamrocks went 8 under par collectively as a team over 2 days to win by 30 strokes. But the good news for the Fort Wayne area, taking their place in that runner-up tier, is Homestead. So the Spartans shot 299 on the first day, 299 on the second day. So that was good enough to take second place, 22 over par. The Spartans take that by 2 strokes. An exciting moment for Homestead there. Westfield senior Will Harvey was the individual medalist. He went 9 under par over 2 days, which is remarkable. He was 6 under on the second day. Bishop Dwanger's Alex Holder, he told me he kind of felt like he shot himself out of it on the first day. He had a 75, that's 3 over par. But then he had a remarkable second round, shot 67, and so he ended the tournament 2 under. He was our top individual finisher. Alex Holder and a bunch of the Homestead golfers were put in this situation where a very severe storm, I think it also hit up here in Fort Wayne, so most of our listeners will probably remember it. This storm rolled in at about 4 p.m., when the final groups were on their last or second to last hole. So Alex hits his tee shot on what is his 18th hole of the day, and then they sound the horn. Everybody stop. Massive thunderstorm rolls through. And this thunderstorm did a fair amount of damage. It took down some pretty big branches. There were even some trees, saplings that I saw that were just snapped in half. And we all had to wait for a little bit over 2 hours. Actually, it was probably closer to 3 before everybody was allowed to go back. Just finish out your final hole or two of the year. In Homestead's case, it was a situation where, okay, deep breath. Don't let yourself blow up on this final hole. Keep yourself in position and you'll get second place. And that is what happened. Kind of a weird end to a weird day. I should also point out the Blackhawk Christian Jr., Gavin Hayflick. He finished tied for 19th. He had an excellent first day, shot 72 in his first round, and then 77 in the second to finish the week, 5 under par. And then Ryan Parker of Homestead, I believe, is our top Spartans finisher. He tied for 24th, shot 77 in the first round. They didn't even need him because the Spartans were just so bunched together and he was their 5th score on that first day. And then in the second round, he shot a 73, finishes at 6 over for the event. There were 2 other local teams who qualified for the state finals. Bishop Dwanger finishes 11th and Leo 15th.
The second half of the tin cap season is underway and they're in the midst of a long homestand that ends next Thursday. How are things looking at Parkview Field?
Well, on Tuesday night, it was a little bit of a dramatic finish. The game was tied in the bottom of the 9th. The bases were loaded. Brandon Butterworth draws a walk, a 4-pitch walk. He forces in a run, and the Tin Caps get an 8-7 win over the Great Lakes Loons. So that means that the Tin Caps are now 3-1 in the second half. What is notable about the Midwest League is that the way that the playoffs work, we have a first half winner, which is based on your first half record, and then we wipe the slate clean for the second half of the season. So we are kind of starting all over. The Tin Caps did not have a great end to the first half, but the way that the schedule works, they can still qualify for the playoffs if they have a really strong back end of the season. So far, so good.
if I'm not mistaken, a walk-off on a bases-loaded walk is known as a shrimp, so it's nice for the Tin Caps to have one of those this season. The spring high school sports schedule is winding down. What are some things you're keeping an eye on in the heat of the summer?
Yes, so golf was the very last high school event that we had on the schedule, and then the baseball state finals, which we did not have any local teams participating in, are also over. So we are now officially in the 2025-2026 school year. Right now, in the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette sports section, we're kind of thinking about some of our summer tournaments. So we're talking about previewing our city diving meet, our city swim meet. We have golf tournaments, the city golf tournament. I'm taking over Women's City this year. So this is the time of year where we get into that community sports groove and think about club and lifetime sports that we maybe don't get as much time to talk about when we're focusing on high schools. So kind of a fun and a relaxed time of year.
Still plenty for us to go over in the coming months. Victoria Jacobson, covering the wide range of sports for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a few days now since the Pacers fell in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Oklahoma City already had their parade, and the draft started last night. So that's a wrap on a thrilling 2024-25 NBA season. One of my favorite things in sports is when athletes from opposing teams show love and support for each other. I like when they're friends, most of the time. I was really moved watching MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander running back to comfort Tyrese Haliburton after his devastating ACL injury, then going to the Pacers' locker room during his own team's title celebration to check in on him. It was an unfair ending to one of the most magical postseasons any of us have seen from the Pacers or anyone else. Athletically, guys seem to bounce back okay from injuries like Halliburton's after the first time it happens. But an ACL also has a long recovery time, so not only do the Pacers head into the offseason without a title, but also most likely without a starting point guard for next year. We've got almost 4 months until the NBA season tips off and free agency is right around the corner, so I'm excited to see where things go. WNBA forward Dawana Bonner was waived by the team after stating she had no interest in continuing to play with the Indiana Fever. She played 9 games for them this season but has missed the last 5 for personal reasons. Everyone wants there to be drama here, and maybe there is, I don't know, but I just read this as incompatibility. Bonner already has a comfortable ticket to the Hall of Fame. At 37, however, there may have been different ideas of how she could be best utilized that weren't coming together. And hey, that's fine. It's business. Bonner released a statement Wednesday expressing gratitude towards the Fever, both for signing her and granting her release. Hopefully she lands in one of her preferred destinations, and hopefully the Fever can carry on okay without her. They were A-OK Tuesday night in a 94-86 win over the Seattle Storm, led by strong performances from Aaliyah Boston and Kelsey Mitchell. The Fever sit at 7-7 on the year. For every great win they've pulled out like Tuesday, they've had a couple stinkers, like Sunday's game against the Aces. Caitlin Clark has been struggling. She's gone 1-for-23 from three-point range, amounting to a minus 24 in her last 3 games. We're not used to seeing that kind of adversity from her, and I have to suspect we won't be seeing it much longer. She can turn things around tonight in a home game against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 7 at Gainbridge. Then they hit the road to face Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings Friday night. That one is at 7:30. Fort Wayne FC finally picked up its first loss of the campaign over the weekend against West Virginia, more than a month after the season began. They're currently in the midst of a long break and won't play their next game until Wednesday, July 9th against Dayton. We're already in the second half of the USL League 2 season, which means the playoffs aren't too far behind. Can't wait. And the offseason has begun in the ECHL. To nobody's great surprise, it was announced that hometown hero Alex Aliardi will be returning to the Fort Wayne Comets next year. That's all for Field Notes this week. Field Notes comes out every Thursday and celebrates its 1-year anniversary next week. We'll see you then. I'm Zach Bernard.
Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.